Insight on Business the NewsHour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. Focusandfind.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful you are listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is Todd McDonald. Todd is a return visitor to the NewsHour. He's here on behalf of something called the Central Iowa Business Conference. And we're going to talk about that. But first of all, we'll introduce Todd as the president of something called ATW. We'll get that background information. What seems to be a hyper-local conversation, but in fact, this reaches all of Iowa because what we're about to talk about is a big deal. Todd, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here, sir.
Well, it's great to be back, Michael, and thanks for your support every year. It's been, this is our fourth year with the Central Iowa Business Conference, and really appreciate all the support that you've given to us.
This is so important because what happens at the Central Iowa Business Conference is not only the learning, but also the networking of so many individuals from across the not only the metro, but across many parts of the state of Iowa.
Absolutely. We've got people coming from all over the state. And this year, we've already got 450 people registered for the conference. And so we're expecting close to 500 people. So it really truly is a networking opportunity for business people, entrepreneurs, business owners, leaders of businesses, leaders within businesses, managers, decision makers. So if you're one of those individuals, if you want to be part of talking and networking with one of those individuals, this is a great opportunity for you.
And I have been part of this for, well, I think the four times that this has been here.
Absolutely.
And I have enjoyed every single moment there because not only are top-notch speakers coming in to talk about, but the networking opportunities is like none other. And it's well thought out, well done. And by the way, before we get too far into this, you can still register for the Central Iowa Business Conference. Todd, tell us about, what is ATW? That's the company that you're president of. Well, what do you guys do?
Well, I've had this company for 23 years now.
Wow.
And we do training for organizations here in Central Iowa, nationally and internationally. And last year, during COVID, a lot of things changed. And
boy,
so we actually in 2021 did training for organizations in 30 countries and 30 different states. And so it's been a great opportunity for us to have an impact all over the world.
Yeah. So tell me, what kind of training?
Typically, we do training on what we call our core four. We do a lot of leadership training. Mm. So we work with organizations on leadership. And, you know, today, you know, leading the different types of individuals, the different, you know, backgrounds of individuals, as well as the different desires and motivations of people, you know, within organizations, there is huge. So leadership, teamwork, communication, customer service, those are what we
core,
are the core
core issues.
Absolutely.
And there is not a business out there, Todd, that wouldn't benefit from any one of those things. And when you put them all together, it makes a much stronger organization.
It's all about the foundation. If you build on a foundation of strong leaders, working better together as a team, communicating well, and serving your customers, you know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and so many times, you know, people spend so much money attempting to get new customers, when if you can retain the people that you already have, it's so much less expensive.
And you can say the same thing about employees.
Yeah,
you spend
absolutely.
As much time, you know, if you would spend as much time and money on retaining employees as you do in finding them.
Huh?
Yeah. You know, let's work on that.
but there's many businesses that don't have it yet. So you still got a lot of work ahead of you in the next 23 weeks.
We still got a lot of work ahead of us.
Todd McDonald, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest with ATW. And yes, we will have links to ATW on the radio blog. Let's talk some more about the Central Iowa Business Conference. You've got some pretty potent people coming.
Well, we do, you know, and the model, we've put together a model that I think really works pretty well. You talked about the networking, you know, earlier, and one part of this, we acknowledge the fact that when you come to conferences, you want to hear great speakers. You want to have some breakout sessions where you can continue to network and learn from some local individuals as well. But you want to have some people
that meet
to it.
Right.
And so we always look for, you know, who's that leading speaker that's going to lead some things off, that really has a strong, that people will recognize.
Mm.
You know, we also look for some people that have some new thoughts and ideas that we want to bring into it. And we also want to have a little bit of fun as well. And so that's been our model over the 4 years that we've done this, and it seems to be working really well. You know, when you think about a conference like this, we're relatively new on the scene. And to be having 450, yes. 500 people to attend with this, I think goes back to that model that we have of having some really good speakers. I mean, we've had the Damon John from Shark Tank in, and we've had Gino Wickman from the EOS, the Entrepreneurial Operating System, and some other great speakers that have come in. And so this year we've got some great folks coming in. We have Jack Stack, you know,
Jack Stack.
Jack wow. is, you know, he's best, you know, best known for, you know, his book, The Great Game of Business. If you're a company that is an ESOP company, or if you're a company, which I think every single company should fit into this, if you're a company that wants your employees to feel like owners, that treat each other, you know, like partners, that treat your customers, you know, like you're an owner of the company, he's the guy. You know, he's yeah. the person that everybody wants to come listen to this year. He's got a brand new book, you know, that's just been released, called Changing the Game, which is a follow-up to The Great Game of Business. And everybody that comes to the conference, or the first, I can't even tell you how many people, the first the couple hundred that register and get there to the conference, they're going to get a free book.
Nice.
With it and come to it. So he's kind of our lead person, and we're really excited to have him in. We'll start with him. What I would say our up and coming next person.
So we have the established.
We have the established.
Now we have some new ideas.
Yeah, we have some new ideas coming in from a gentleman by the name of Justin Patton, and he's already been he's really been that new on the radar, and he's a leadership coach. He's a coach to a lot of leaders in some Fortune 500 companies, and he's really going to come in and he's going to talk, you know, he's going to talk about how to be that leader that others want to follow.
Mm.
And that's the, you know, I always, you know, when we do some of our leadership training and I have an opportunity to talk to groups, I'll just say, you know, a leader without anybody following is just out for a walk.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, he's really out there. How do you communicate? How do you motivate others? How do you get other people to follow you?
Right.
And he's going to bring some real inspiration, you know, to the group. And then for the fun side of things.
And this is a get.
Yeah, this is a get.
This is a real get. Because this guy who you're about to name is like so well known. I got to tell you, Damon John, I got it. Okay. But getting this guy to come to Iowa was a real get. Yeah. So tell us who it is.
Yeah. So we've had a lot of people just, you know, when we announced this, they said, you got him. So Henry Winkler is going to come and he's going to close out the day with us. He's going to speak for about an hour at the end of the day and is going to talk, you know, he will relate, you know, some of his stories from television, but in reality, he says, I don't want to talk about that. He said, I want to talk about my life. I want to talk about.
And his life is amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's so many, strong beliefs that he has about what's going on in the world and what's happening and groups that he believes in and causes that he believes in. And so we had an opportunity to get some feedback from some of the other presentations that he's done to groups like ours, and they were just phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking forward so much to having him in and being part of this.
Well, you know, one of the things about Henry Winkler that I think many people don't really understand is that besides being a celebrity, this is a real guy. I mean, he's a real person, and he's got real, as you just indicated, Todd McDonald, he has real caring instincts about a whole raft of things, and his leadership ability, and not only that, but his ability to communicate on a really regular level with people is astounding.
Well, and that's the information that we've gotten from him as well, is that he's just the normal guy. In fact, and you know, this might be a selling point, but I'm going to share with it anyway. But you know, people have said that, you know, in some of the past we've called some of the other ones and just got some feedback, and they said, you know, he showed up at the beginning of the day and just sat just sat out in the audience the entire day, and he just was just part of this because he wanted to be, you know, just part of the group.
That's the guy
doing some of these things.
And then throughout the day, we just talked about the three headliners. You have breakout sessions that go on. Can you highlight just a couple of those that people might go, oh, wow, maybe this is worth the price of admission, not only for the headliners that are coming in to talk to the people, but also some of these breakout sessions that can really enhance a person's business experience.
Absolutely. You know, we've got some great breakout sessions, and one of the things that has gone over extremely well in the past several years is we've put together some panel discussions where we really bring in some individuals from Central Iowa to share their stories. One I'm extremely excited about is over the lunch hour, we're going to have a general session on preparing for the next big disruption. And so we're going to bring in some CEOs, and you know, the whole idea is that it's not going to be whether there's going to be another disruption. It's going to be when. Yeah. And you know, we don't know what it's going to cause, what's going to cause it, but there's going to be. And so what we've got is we've got Joey Hinke from Miller Fidler is going to be the facilitator. But the three people that we've got coming in is going to be Reynolds Kramer, the CEO of Fairway. And so obviously,
I know Reynolds. Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, the food industry, grocery store system, and that was, you know, think about how that was changed or that was hit. We also have Tony Coleman, the new president and CEO of Broadlawns, is going to be a part.
Isn't
of
he
him.
An interesting cat?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So he's going to be part of it. And then from the hospitality side of things, we're going to have Michelle Wilkie from Prairie Meadows is going to, she's senior VP at Prairie Meadows. So we looked at kind of the food side of things. We looked at from the healthcare side of things. We looked at from the entertainment side of things and just said, hey, and so the whole idea is what did we learn, you know, over these last couple years, and what were some of the things that if we look ahead and say, okay, what can we do to prepare for the next big disruption? Because we know it's going to happen. We just don't know how bad it's going to be. We don't know when it's going to happen, but what did we learn and how can we better prepare, you know, for the future?
So yeah, that should be a really interesting panel, because you are talking about the disruption that happened in those major industries and how these companies were able to sometimes thrive in the face of adversity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. And then we've got topics. We've got topics, and we've got, you know, servant leadership that we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about cybersecurity issues. We have a breakout on that. In fact, they've talked about they're going to be hacking a company in the session.
There you go.
And show you how easy it is to get hacked, you know, within the session. We're going to talk about, and we've got, someone, Andy Fagan from Creative Des Moines is going to be talking about SEO, you know, search engine optimization. So that's going to be good on the marketing side of things. We've got Pat Pittan is going to be talking about selling into the business space. So really there's all kinds of things. You know, one of the things that we did in one of our very first conferences, we had Gino Wickman, the author of the book Traction, come in. And so every year we've had something on EOS. And so we also have back again this year, Rob Taylor is going to be talking about using EOS in your organization. And so, so we've just got a lot of different things. We've got a couple more panels in the afternoon around diversity, equity, and inclusion. So that's going to be good. We have another panel on culture, how do you create
culture.
A culture in your
workplace culture.
Absolutely. And we've got Amanda Young, a senior VP down from Bankers Trust, that's going to be in on that. We've got Drew Harden from president
Blue
of
Compass.
Blue Compass going to be coming in on that. And
yeah, I know
Jensen.
All these people.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's what I love about this conference is we're bringing in these individuals that are out there doing it. And so, yes, we want to bring in the Jack Stacks of the world, and we want to bring in the Justin Pattons of the world. And got I'm like you. I just can't wait to hear what Henry Winkler has to say. But I mean, we got some great people right here that we can learn from. And if we can start to connect these 500 people with each other, that's just going to make us a stronger, you know, community. And that's why this conference is so important to Central Iowa. And that's why the Urbandale Chamber, because that's the Urbandale Chamber, you know, put this on because they want to focus in on business. And so, thanks to them for putting this on.
You know, it is a remarkable thing what the Urbandale Chamber does on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you go to their website, and we will have links to the website up on the radio blog. If you go to their website and you see all the events, all the stuff that's going on, I mean, it is astounding. And I can't remember what the population of Urbandale is. It's not that large, but it is contiguous to the other cities throughout the greater Des Moines metro. And what the chamber does and what they're able to manage on a daily basis is a real tip of the hat to Tiffany and her staff. I mean, it is amazing.
And, you know, we're already starting to work on details for, you know, the next year.
Of course,
you know, got to. So, I mean, this something this big, you know, takes time, it takes energy, and it really was a vision of the Urbandale Chamber and Tiffany to get this started. So yeah. it's just great to have
happen. Remarkable from the aspect that it is a relatively small community in the metro that's putting this caliber of an event together. I mean, it's fascinating.
Yep.
My guest has been Todd McDonald, ladies and gentlemen. Todd McDonald is the president of ATW, one of the coordinators of the Central Iowa Business Conference that happens again on May 24. Registration is still available. And Todd, you told me that folks can register right up until the day.
You know, the great thing, and I should say that we have a new location. So those of you that are out there listening that have been there before, we have a new location because we kind of outgrew the old location. So we're moving it out to Prairie Meadows. Bigger locations, we can have, you know, more individuals attend. And so Prairie Meadows, yeah, and we can take registration, you know, up until the day of the event, you know, with it. I would urge everyone to register as soon as you can so we can make sure that we got meals and everything set aside for you.
There's also a trade show.
Absolutely.
You know, that we didn't talk about, where individuals have booths all along the concourse where they can see products and services that are displayed for the attendees.
Yeah, we have a number of vendors that will be presenting out there and showing some of the different business tools. And that's always something that I enjoy walking around and meeting with some of the other individuals. And I'm just always astounded by a lot of the new things that are coming out there, from the different technology to, you know, just the different services that can be provided by some of the people right here in Central Iowa.
It is a fascinating adventure. It is, once again, on May 24. Starts early in the morning at 8 o'clock. So
you got to get out there and get it going. We're going to get her going.
Todd, thanks so very much for doing this.
Thanks again, Michael.
Once again, that is the voice of Todd McDonald. And yes, we will have links to everything having to do with the Central Iowa Business Conference on the radio blog. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Todd McDonald, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.